Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
So let's talk about British touring cars.
Yeah. I
mean, quite incredible. I know that, again, you don't want your condition to define you, but to be the first disabled driver in British touring cars is phenomenal. Tell us about the process. Tell us about when you made the decision, because I remember you coming on the F1 show at Sky. Do you remember when you came into the studio all those years ago?
Yeah.
Talking about doing it, and tell us about the process of deciding that was your ambition, getting your racing license, doing the training, modifying the car, just how much had to go into it.
A lot went into it. I always wanted to race, always. As soon as I learned about the sport and watching my brother all these years, I wanted to race. And my dad actually gave me an opportunity when I was 7. He got a little cadet car from a friend that he borrowed, and he said, "Right, Nick, this is your time. We're going to take you to a car park where there's nothing that you can hit." And I had all Lewis's like gear on. Lewis was sponsored by McLaren at the time, so he wasn't in Formula One. I was only 7 years old, so I would say he was probably at the top of the UK at this time, but sponsored by McLaren. So it had a Lewis Hamilton van and everything. But instead of going racing for him, we were sort of going for me. So it was an exciting time. And we went to this car park. It was absolutely huge, especially when you're 7 years old and you're quite low down. And my dad, there was a little ramp that went into the car park, and my dad decided he wanted to do a little brake test. So he said, "Right, Nick, I'm just going to push you down, you know, left foot's brake, right foot's go, hit the brake pedal and get the car to stop." And I basically, I hardly stopped. It just sort of rolled to a halt. So my dad was like, "Oh, that's good enough." So he pulled the engine starter and started me up. And he said, "Nick, just go in a figure of eight, you know, turn in one direction, come back, turn another direction and keep going." So it was like the first time I've ever driven anything. And I was sort of doing it. I was so happy with myself until I actually didn't come back round one time and ended up hitting this curb and disappearing down like a 6 foot drop. And it was because I couldn't brake, which my dad would have noticed if he had done the brake test properly. But it's because the brake pedal is so much harder or stiffer than the accelerator, and my legs weren't developed enough to be able to hit that brake pedal. So I ended up disappearing down this drop, and I had 6 inches of water, but my engine was still running. Fortunately, I was the right way up and everything was still okay, but that was it. It was no racing for me.
Was your mum there at the time?
Yeah, mum was there too. Crazy. Yeah, hair was all over the place. She was crying herself. but yeah, it was so that was my first time of like experiencing motorsport, and that was it. It was like, done, we're not putting Nick into a race car. And then I just obviously kept following Lewis, and I got massively into like gaming and sim gaming and all sort of stuff. And all I was doing was racing games. And long story short, I became UK number one on like sim gaming, which is now esports, but it wasn't esports back then. It was proper old school. And then my dad decided to put me in Clio Cup, and and stuff. I don't know how much detail you want me to go into that, but I never knew I'd ever be able to drive a road car, let alone a race car. So when my dad said, you're in the Clio Cup, it's a step down from British Touring Cars, and I hadn't done karting or anything like that. And the first thing was being able to be strong enough to hit that brake pedal and accelerate within, tenths of a second. So when I started training, my legs weren't strong enough to even push 20 kilos on a leg press. So I didn't know how the hell I was going to be able to push a brake pedal of a race car, even a Clio Cup car. And long story short, I got to a point I could push 120 kilos with my left leg just before my first race. So I only had like 2 months to prepare. And
was that just a lot of training in the gym, just trying to strengthen the legs?
It was just a lot of dedication. It's always what I wanted to do, and my dad finally gave me the opportunity to, so I didn't want to waste it. But my dad didn't give me any practice or testing or anything, so I just pretty much went into my first race not knowing anything. To get my race license, it normally takes an able-bodied person 2 weeks. It took me the full 2 months that I had to get it. I was put through a lot of tests generally from the MSA, being like, can you get up and down and in and out of cars, and are you going to be a danger to the rest of the grid, and you can see you've got a squint, and does that affect you, and all that sort of stuff. And then I started my first season, and then the BBC followed me for my first documentary, so the pressure was massive, and it just snowballed, and it got to a point where I a lot of people were making their judgments about me being Lewis's brother and having all the funding in the world, and that's the reason why I was there and stuff. And then I went to 2012, which was my second season in Clio's, and I went from right at the back of the grid in 2011, struggling, even though it was just my first year, to qualifying top six on a grid of 24 drivers that had been driving for 10, 15 years before me. So I knew I sort of had what it takes. I just don't have the foundation and the nurture that I needed. It was very last minute for me, but then straight away I'm in under the spotlight. So it was really difficult. And then after 2012, my dad decided that the only way for me to continue to race was to, if I was to do it myself. So I had no funding or help from him, and all of the sponsors that were helping Lewis pretty much in Formula One, they all let me go at the end of 2012. So
why?
You asked me, I don't know, you tell me.
To sort of help you find your own way? Is it possible your dad told them to?
No, I don't know, because I knew nothing about sponsors at that time. I knew nothing about sponsors. All I wanted to do is race my car. So I didn't think about the money that was involved in it and what it actually took to get me there. I just drove, but I didn't waste it. Like, I appreciated it. Mm. I didn't understand the sponsor side of things. So, I had really, really good sponsors, Vodafone and Reebok and Tag Heuer, and they're all sponsors of Lewis's. But, so then after 2012, I went from, feeling like I was a racing driver for 2 years to absolutely nothing. And, it was like, well, what now? What do I do? And how do I get on the grid myself without the help of my dad and everything like that? And it just goes back to, my dad could have helped me in so many ways in my condition in helping me, but he decided not to. And I don't know whether I don't know what that is, but it's made me who I am today. So it's given me strength. So it's such a long answer now, obviously, about touring cars, but it is a big story to why I then went to touring cars. And it was because I was struggling to get back on the grid. And the only way to do that was to be in the limelight and the biggest championship in the UK, and to create my own brand in my own right. and I wanted to do that through touring cars. So I only raised like a little bit of the budget, and then I actually, all of my own savings that I'd saved up for years and years, I put into touring cars myself for that. And and only did four rounds. I only did four rounds in 2015. And then I didn't do anything in 16, 17. I went back to Clio's, and I was just struggling generally to raise this money to go motorsport racing, which is what I felt like I was put on the planet to do, because using my motorsport would help inspire people moving forward, but also help me strengthen my condition. So I knew I had to do it. And then you've got all these people in the world saying that I'm only there because my brother helps me, but he wouldn't realize. So it's a difficult scenario. And then I made a decision to get back into touring cars, and I finally did that through the support of Rocket, being my title sponsor, and pretty much saving my career. And I did that through meeting them, and I just put an email together and just was honest, and they loved me, and fortunately they continue to like me, and here we are today, and I'm in my second year of touring cars. New team, new car, but the same goal. Hopefully eventually I'll get to where I want to be, which is at least stand on the podium of a touring car championship race, which I believe I can do. It's just going to take a bit of time.
So you were confirmed in February of this year, again, as you say, for the fourth team hard drive driver, is that right?
Yeah.
I suppose you have no idea when you're actually going to get to go racing. What is were it not for coronavirus, what would the schedule have been?
So we would have already been one round in. So it would have been on my birthday first round, which was 28th of March.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. I was so excited to actually race on my birthday because it's the first time.
And you spent it in isolation instead.
I spent it in isolation, believe it or not. It was on my birthday, and then the second round would have been this weekend coming at Rands Indy. Everything's put on hold at the moment, but it's all for the right reasons, and there's a lot of people that are in worse situations and scenarios as we are. So, I'm just glad to have been able to put it all together to be racing again. And I just want to make sure that I sort of make the most of it this year. But British Touring Car Championship is so tough, so difficult. So many good drivers on the grid, and the cars are so close. But it is important to be in the right equipment. And you look at Team Hard, and they're not necessarily renowned to be a quick car. But I have a lot of belief in them as a team. I think they have a lot of potential to really grow and be a top team, and that's why I agreed to sign with them this year. I have very loyal partners, and I believe I'm an honest individual. So if I remain honest and decent, hopefully people will treat me the same and help me on my journey to achieve what I want to achieve. Without my motorsport, my condition wouldn't be as strong as it is today, and I don't think my mentality wouldn't be as strong as it is today. So that's why my motorsport means so much to me, because it gives me a reason to get up in the morning. Because if I sort of didn't really have that, I really didn't know what I'd focus on.
That's fantastic. I tell you what, your parents have clearly made decisions that go against a parent's instinct, but it shaped you in such an incredible way. I mean, it would have been so much easier, really, to always pick you up when you fell, to always just give you the handouts that you needed, to not prove to you that getting sponsorship and sustaining a motorsport career is bloody hard. But because, you know, your brother is a six-time world champion, and it's, you know, it hasn't come easily to him. He's worked bloody hard for it, hasn't he?
Exactly that. And so, I mean, kudos to my parents. You know, I went through periods of time in my life being like, wow, they're really making things difficult. But, you know, if they didn't do things in a certain way, honestly, it wouldn't have worked so well for me. You know, just to the general stuff of, you know, I live in my apartment completely independent, you know, and I can carry a knife and walk around with it, and they're not worried about me falling over and stabbing myself and all that stuff. You know, just carrying a bowl of cereal and without spilling it, you know, just the everyday stuff you struggle with, the condition. If they didn't put all this into me, you know, I wouldn't be as independent as I am. So that's I guess what they plan to do, and hopefully I've, you know, making them proud in what they've created.
Yeah, God, absolutely.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink, and you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.